People often ask me, what is it that attracts you to Cape Cod? How can you still find things to write about it after 40 years of living here? Well, those are multifaceted questions with multiple answers, but I suppose that the most enduring aspect of Cape Cod for me, the one that has fed me most as a writer, is the peculiar nature of its landscape. I like to say that the Cape landscape is the resultant of two very different forces, human and natural. Someone once said that there is no square foot of Cape Cod that has not in some way been altered by the hand of man. Now, to lovers of untrammeled wilderness, that's a depressing thought. But I don't find it so, for the resulting landscape is something unique, not wholly natural or wild, and not wholly human-shaped, but something else. And that something else has been for me endlessly fascinating. Perhaps the most dramatic example of this is the dunes of the Province Lands. On the surface, this would appear to be a totally wild landscape, constantly changing and moving, unfixed by human control. Yet the very existence of the dunes is the result of human tampering. Early records tell us that the Province Lands was once heavily wooded. The Beech Forest Trail off Race Point Road winds through a remnant of that original forest. The early settlers cut down those forests for lumber and pastured their cows on the dune vegetation. Within a few generations, the remaining soil was blown away by the wind, and the result is the dunes you see today, a fascinating product of human and natural interaction. Another one of the enduringly attractive elements of the Cape for me is what I like to call its human scale. The Cape is large enough to contain a variety of ecosystems, but small enough to be accessible and encompassable. Unlike, say, in the landscape of the Far West, if I see a vista in front of me, a wooded ridge, say, or a tidal creek leading into a bay, I know I can probably walk there in an hour at most. I don't have to make big plans or carry a lot of hiking equipment. The Cape's landscape is knowable, sociable, in a way that bigger landscapes aren't. At the same time, it remains mysterious, offering itself yet always withholding some secret, some part of itself. I think we also identify with its mortality. We all come to recognize that the Cape is slowly disappearing. We can actually see pieces of it fall into the ocean every year, this past winter more than usual. The gradual wearing down of mountain ranges is an abstract concept, but we can see the Cape falling away as we see ourselves age. We both share a limited lifespan. Of course, that brings up another aspect of the Cape that is very different from its so-called human scale, from what we tend to describe as its lack of true wilderness. For when we go to the outer beach, we see that we live at the edge of the biggest wilderness of all, the ocean. And it's the contrast between the gentle, accessible, congenial, human-sized landscape of the Cape and the often ferocious, implacable, uncontrollable, and vast nature of the ocean that also provides endless fascination. I'm fascinated by the way that people will come out during a nor'easter just to watch the land they live on being eaten away. They almost seem to cheer it on. It's ultimate drama. The land against the sea, though in the end, of course, we know who will win. Again, that elemental struggle seems to stir something very deep in us, even though it's all inanimate forces. Maybe it reflects the elemental struggle that goes on in the human soul. I don't know, but something in us responds strongly to that drama taking place every day on our beaches. The beach seems to ask something of us, some response. And that's what I try to do when I go there, open myself to those wordless questions and try to give words to my response.